Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. It's pouring with rain again here today in the UK. So you may hear some swooshing or some rattling going on in this cabin as the rain is hammering down. Today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about thinking. We're always talking about thinking, but in particular about different types of thinking. So in today's episode, I want to talk about insecure thinking versus secure thinking. What's the difference between insecure thinking and secure thinking? Well, let me give you an example. Here's a question to ask yourself. Do you want to feel confident, relaxed, happy, excited, fulfilled, and enthusiastic? Or do you want to feel fearful, confused, worthless, jealous, angry, overwhelmed, and bored? Seems like a ridiculous question to ask, doesn't it, really? There's just one difference between the two states, those two lists, and the one difference is your thinking, right? So we can often be looking at exactly the same situation, be in exactly the same circumstance, and have a completely different experience, emotional experience of that situation. A good example of this is not relationship related. You know, we have this amazing organ in our heads, the brain, which is fantastic at creating stuff and imagining stuff, right? And so you can use this fantastic resource to create things like coming up with an airplane. And then on the flip side of that, as a passenger, I can use this amazing creative imaginary, you know, imagination source to imagine how it's going to crash and burn and I'm going to die. And they're both using the same thing, right? So we can use this resource, this capacity for something positive, for this amazing creative thing, something that is expansive and, you know, really kind of builds energy and grows the opportunity for positive things to happen. Or we can use it to kind of collapse things and you know, restrict them and make them into something that we've got to be worried about, something that we've got to try and protect ourselves from. So this is the difference, right, between secure thinking and insecure thinking. So in a relationship, we might be looking at the same situation and saying, oh, so-and-so's going, you know, my wife or my partner's going out for the weekend. You know, I wonder what she's going to be doing. I wonder who she's going to be speaking to. I wonder what they're going to do. Is she going to find anybody else attractive? Right, that's the insecure side of things. The secure side of things is when I'm in a relationship with somebody, I love to be able to give them space and time to go and explore things by themselves. And when they're with me, I'm 100% with them. I'm going to be committed and present and really focus on creating something positive when we're together. Two completely different perspectives, same situation. One's secure, one's insecure. One makes you feel grounded and gives you the opportunity to bring the best of you to every situation. The other one puts you into that fearful, anxious, worried place where you're trying to control and restrict things and avoid the possibility of being hurt. You know, you're in that fearful place. Same thing, different perspectives. So that's all I wanted to give to you today. Secure thinking versus insecure thinking. I'd love for you to post something in the comments down below. Just let us know if you've had something like this or if you've got something going on at the moment. Here's this thing that's happening and I'm struggling with it. Post it in the comments or send us an email at goodguystogreatmen.com and come and have a free consultation call with me or Steve or one of our coaches. And we'll dig into it with you and we'll see where we get to. See if we can't challenge your thinking a little bit and get you to see things from a slightly different perspective and see whether that moves you forward in one way or another. Okay, take care, guys.